Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcasts. My name is Karis, and I will be sharing the message with you today. It comes from Isaiah 55, verses 1 to 3, which say, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labour for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me, hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast sure love." For David. Reading this passage reminds me of John 6, verse 35, where Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." And in that aspect, I find these passages similar, as they both talk about Jesus being food, something that we need every day to live. It isn't talking about literal food, it's talking about us being able to know Jesus, even if we think we have nothing to offer. God doesn't need anything from us, or want anything. As long as we want to know him and his goodness, then we can. If we really do thirst for him in our lives, then he will provide. Sometimes it's almost scary for us to talk to him and to live for him because we don't think we are good enough to be in his presence or to do his will. But this passage is a reminder to us that we can go to him with nothing and he will still love us the same. Then it says, "Why spend your money on that which is not bread, and your labour for that which does not satisfy?" This makes me think about how sometimes we can all strive to fit in this society, and that normally leads to money being spent, like buying the new phone so you don't have one that's too old, or buying clothes to the new trend. But God reminds us that these things don't and won't satisfy us. There is only one thing that can. This world will always come short of our expectations, but God always outdoes them. And we need to remember that so as not to get caught up with the things the world can offer us, as God is the creator and all things come from him. Then we are reminded to focus on God all the time and to delight in his presence, but also to listen to what he has to say to us, as sometimes we can forget to listen. The most important bit of this passage is the fact God is inviting us to be in his presence and to know him. The word inviting has two meanings. One, to say that restaurant is inviting, meaning that it looks maybe pleasant and comfortable. And two, someone is inviting us to a party, which shows that the person wants you to be there. The best thing in this passage is the fact God is inviting us with both meanings, as he wants us to be there with him in a place that makes us feel comfortable and pleasant. How can we deny such an invitation? Let us pray. Lord, thank you that we can look at this passage and be reminded that we don't need anything to come to you. We pray that we're able to remember this even when times are tough. We pray that we remember that we don't need to fit into this society. We don't need to care what other people think about us, because the most important opinion that we should care about is yours, but that you love us anyway, no matter what we do. Thank you that we can always rely on you and turn to you in any situation that we might need help. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.